This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Shout out to Will Conkle. He is about to get it in. Every time he shows up to training camp, I feel like Will, I don't know if Will has already played 18. I would assume that'd be too early, or he's about to hit it. Will look like he got clubs that remain in the back.
You think so?
Yeah, he has a I'm about to go play look in his eye. His eye and his outfits. His attire's big time. Like, I'm about to go get it in.
He's a cat that I like to say one of my boys that looks in the mirror before he leaves the house.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, there's a good 75% of folks that...
Is Will single?
I'm not sure. There's 75% of folks, and I'm talking about just really men, that just they don't even look in the mirror before they leave the house.
I think that's high. 75%?
Every bit of it.
713-572-4610. Those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, and YouTube and Twitch. 75% of people that just get up and walk. I mean, I think that's high. 75
men. There's about maybe 0.2% of women that don't.
75% of men. Depending on where they're going. If you going to work and
you don't have to say any
you
names.
Bang out
you don't have to say any names. Just in our building.
Okay, that's a good one.
In our building.
I know one doesn't.
Which guys don't name names, but just think through them. How many do you think? I obviously not just physically look in the mirror, but like when they walk through here every day, they look like, hey, they at least looked in the mirror and had a little fit check. Like, made sure that...
Honest to God, I'm rolling over the Area 45 crew right now.
Zero chance either one of them.
Oh, stop.
Vigiani don't give two rips. He ain't...
Have you seen Patrick's hair combed? Patrick's hair is combed. Patrick is in the mirror. Sean, I give you Sean Bajani.
Sean don't give two.
Sean looks like he takes clippers and just shaves his head and don't even shave it in the mirror and just keeps going. And he still has good skin and looks good. I hate people like that.
I hate Santiago people. Spends some time in it now.
Chris does. I'll go through it. I think Ben's just about his business. I think Ben just comes on in. I think Ben's just about his business. I think Sean definitely looks in the mirror. I think Seth looks in the mirror. I think Figgy looks in the mirror. Damn sure Figgy looks in the mirror. Reggie, I've watched Reggie. Reggie puts together too many outfits not to be looking in the mirror. See, John is... See, Lopez has entered that spot where he's kind of moving to, I just don't give a damn. Now, all the time he don't. But I think John... John might be one that half the week he don't give a damn. John, I give you. John may just walk on in. just hell, I don't care. Now, certain events, I think, John, if you're saying every day to work, John,
I'm talking about more days when they get up and with more days, times when they get up and leave the house. I don't care what they're leaving. Like, yeah, obviously, when you, I think when Sean's emceeing an event and he puts a suit on, clearly, I think Sean gives
him. I think
on a daily basis, I don't think Sean gives a rip.
Really?
I don't think Seth gives a rip.
I definitely think Seth does. I think Sean and Seth, I'm sure this will get to you. Please correct this. Lopez
don't give a rip.
I'll give you that one.
Fishy shirt, jeans. Hey, dudes, every day. Don't care. Don't. Can't go wrong.
I feel like that's just part of getting older. Once you get older,
that's what I'm saying with him.
He strikes me. I bet he's been like that 24/7. No, there was a day when he probably didn't wear a shirt. He just said to hell with it.
No, somebody texted and said 75% sounds about right. Yeah,
that's a big number. I mean, that's a big number.
That's an aggressive number that don't walk by. I think Sean walks by and looks more days than not. Seth, now I'm coming back on Seth. And how often does he have to leave the house?
I'm coming back on
Seth. I think if Seth is leaving the house, he's looking more days than not. I think so. I know I look.
Yeah.
Sometimes I look and don't do nothing about it, but I do look. I know your ass looks.
I stay everywhere. Every time I leave, I'm checking, I'm making sure it all works. I ain't never just throwing stuff on.
And I know Tyler. Now I have some. I just throw some stuff on. Now, I didn't. You know, I have some days like that. But more days, I am looking.
Have you checked out? Have you looked more since Larry hit you with them sidewinders?
I don't wear sidewinders. Larry can't get to me.
Sidewinder ass tennis shoes.
He wore that 6X jersey out that one time. No, he can't. His name stretched. Larry from Stafford was so long across the back, it looked like he had Olava candy on the back of it.
Larry Olava candy.
Damn, how many letters you got? That thing so wide across.
Oh, that is great.
The thing. All right, let's 75%. That feels aggressive. All right.
I'm going to tell you, my brother didn't give two rips. Geez.
Every time, most days?
No matter. He'd show up sometimes. We'd be somewhere serious. He'd show up and be like, bro. Did you even look in the mirror before you left?
Yeah.
He don't give two rips. He'd look at him and say, you want me to go home? No, man, stay. Hang out. Okay, then shut the hell up.
Yeah, I ain't got too many that I know that just get up and just rock.
Well, there's some
like in my group that get up and just roll.
Well, let's be honest. There's some that can look in the mirror all day long and still just can't put it together.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, some of it is, boy, they trying. It just... Bless their heart.
Yeah, see, I think more single men are looking in the mirror versus couples or married. Well, I'm sure that is the case, but
I know a lot of single dudes that couldn't. Ooh, it's rough.
I like. They should have paid
me a monthly fee.
There's sometimes I do look out there and I go, damn, I don't want to look like hell. Like I don't want to just. Like, I feel like maybe there's sometimes where, like, I go meet her out and she didn't look at me like, damn, that's what you wore?
That's what you're embarrassing.
That's what you put together?
That's what you put together to walk in here to represent me?
I told you about that time me and Courtney had that standoff about them socks that I refused to take off as we were heading to Nebraska Furniture Mart. That time we sat there, and you know I can be stubborn, so I refused to, and we both sat down on the couch and stared at each other. Keys in hand, about ready to leave.
Because you wouldn't take socks off?
I had some gray socks that kind of came like mid.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With some shorts on, and she said, "Why are you wearing them shorts?" "Because I want to wear them. I want to wear them." And she said, "I said you ain't gonna go with me." She goes, "No, take those socks off." I said, "Well, hell, I guess we ain't going." we just sat there squared off.
She's looking out for you, man.
No, they weren't no bad socks. I still to this day they weren't
I
no bad.
I ain't never seen shorts, shoes, gray socks. I can't mentally put that together right.
Yeah, I had some gray Adidas that had a little like lime, and the lime shoestrings had some,
I mean,
some
where's he socks. Going with this, Chris?
It was a nice
gray
look.
Socks, gray Adidas with lime accents.
They had lime accents. It wasn't like no damn.
Did you have on a lime polo?
I didn't have a lime polo. I think I had on some shorts and a white tee. the gray Adidas with the lime shoestrings and there's some gray socks.
Not with the socks pulled all the way up.
They were like mid.
They were like Hooters. They were kind of real scrunchy, but high.
Okay, okay.
I wasn't ashy. No, man.
He said, yeah.
I went, it's like basketball. Like, you know, the height of like where basketball players have. Like when they're on the court. Like, yeah, they were mid.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, though. As long as you weren't ashy on top of gray socks
ashy,
and lime shoes.
I wasn't ashy.
That is the ultimate didn't look in the mirror.
That was, hey, we were dating. We weren't married. I'm like, damn, man, you had to control me. Damn socks. I'll go in there and put in some, I'll put on hey, some
I,
worse
I
ones.
I bet he never wore them gray socks again, she.
No, I did. There was a shirt she hated I had. I would wear it. I would wear it. I got it. She got, why do you always wear that shirt? Oh, I don't know.
My girl, I have the same problem. There's a shirt. Yeah, that my girlfriend hates. She's just like, no, don't wear that. And I'm just like, but I like it. She's like, no. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to wear it. I'm going to wear it. Like, I get in trouble with that. I will have a standoff. Not surprising. I will not.
In fact, I won't.
You would have took them off?
Oh, yeah, no question.
Oh.
No question. Like, I prefer my lady at all times to look at me. At least, in my mind, I want to think, she wants to touch me right now.
She definitely did not want to touch me with them socks.
Well, I know. That's my point. If there's some, I tell my, like, if there's something you don't like I don't want to parade around in some stuff that you just think, you know, some stuff that you just
we
think.
We got it.
You know, that you just think looks hideous. Like, hell, I fully want to live in a way of, like, it could pop off at any point in time.
No, I
ain't putting on a turtleneck that I know she ain't going to even,
like
she ain't
thing
even
Shaq,
remotely.
That thing Shaq wore, like, when Kevin Hart said he had that.
He said he looked like a porn producer, a producer on a porn.
It's when he said he had that damn, that neck brace on. It's when he got me. No, that, I get where you come from on that, but then there's the other part of, all right, well, hold on. You ain't about to just come in here and just control all my outfits here.
No, that's taking advantage of it. Do you do it in return?
Do you volunteer up in return? Do you volunteer up and say, "Hey, Lo, I don't think.
Well,
you
no,
rock
I
that.
No, I don't.
Now,
I
when
don't,
it's when it's brought to me, I'll be honest.
Yeah, there you go. When I mean, I will strongly encourage that that needs to be worn again. But no, I mean, it don't even matter if I'm working out or if like this morning I had to run to the grocery store, crack a dawn, pick them damn groceries up. Somehow, some reason didn't get done this weekend. You know, shoot, I threw on some J's. And
there you go.
My nice new shorts, and I think I had this hoodie on with it. I mean, you never know. May walk back in, them kids be asleep or something. Time to pop off. You know what I mean? I don't want to walk in and her see me in that old purple turtleneck and be like, nah, I ain't touching that old goofy looking song.
Text line, stand on and run. No, listen. There have been times where, like, I could tell of like, hey, that one's not flattering. Like, I could tell of, like, you're not looking. That one, there's some, but it's just like, I just don't like when you wearing them socks, so I'm not. And when it, like,
oh, you
for
think,
me.
You think she was just being.
It was not. It was not an embarrassing look. Like, I get, like, there's the things. There was.
Hey, Ron can't even get to the fact that Courtney may just not like the socks because he thinks, damn it, these look good.
They do.
What the hell are you talking about?
I have stood on it. That one time. It was stupid. Like a couple of times, I will. My stubbornness. That one time we went to that outside wedding, and I was gonna wear my favorite vest. I was gonna wear my favorite little sweater vest. And that temp got away from us in Nashville, and it was every bit of 88. And she just
sweating like
and
a bug.
It's her way. She comes. She goes. So you gonna wear that silly ass vest the whole way? And at that point, I've got to be dug in. Right? Like, I can't. Yeah, I'm going to wear it. I'm fine. I'm not even hot. I looked at that menu. It was hot as hell. They had fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and I'm sweating. I couldn't get that undershirt off.
He's wishing he was in a tank top.
I could not wait to get to that car, to get to that air conditioner. We was out in a field, just sweat bullets. But it was my number one out. But it's the way that they approach.
Hey. Could you see Ron? It's damn near 88 degrees out there, and Ron's in a field in Nashville, Tennessee,
sweating
eating
bullets,
fried
man.
Chicken with a sweater vest.
I couldn't eat that chicken, Doc. I'm in there just pounding drinks, ice cold drinks.
That is good.
She said, and she just stared at me. You'll know your ass is hot.
That's what you get.
And I'm over here, hey, I'm good. Sweating bullets, man. I just had to let go of that shirt. You know, it was yellow by the time I got done with that thing.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.